am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Daytime After Dark. Well, it's not dark right now, but it's called Daytime After Dark. Today we have a very special guest with us. I'm really excited. You guys know of her from General Hospital as Lily, the one that, you know, accidentally died in the car bombing. And she's been on B&B. She does her own talk show with Martha Madison on Soapbox, and she's been on the Bay. So please welcome Lily. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I was afraid of messing up your last name, so I hope that was okay.
Melgar.
Just by calling you Lily and not, you know, because I hate messing up people's last names. I always feel really bad about that. So, everyone, there's been conspiracies about that Lily's not really dead over at General Hospital, that you survived the bombing, that the baby never died.
Yeah.
So this is where you are missed.
You know what? That is so cool. Yes, that is what I would love to take that in and see it that way. It's been so many years, and to see people still coming up with storylines, and what I was about to say was fans have the best imaginations. Like, mm-hmm. There's all these hidden writers in our fans, and it's so awesome. I'm so incredibly grateful for the support and for the tweets and the storylines that they're creating and just the love that I get. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I was jealous of you way back in the 90s, late 90s early 90s, because here you were working with Monique Bernard, but not only Monique Bernard, but Ricky Martin.
That's okay. Right. I know how to pick them.
I mean, for a girl, you did really, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
How was working with Ricky Martin, first of all? Because I thought you guys were hot together.
Thank you. It was the mid-90s. And
okay.
Ricky and I actually already knew each other because my career started as a VJ on Univision. So I had a show called Tu Musica. And I had spent a weekend covering Ricky Martin in Puerto Rico for my show. Sorry about that. Sound issues,
guys. Okay.
So he was doing a concert in Puerto Rico, and being a music video host, I was there covering it. So we were already friends. So it was kind of a double blessing. I had always wanted to grow up and be on General Hospital. Dream come true. And then I get to do it with a good friend, which just happens to be Ricky Martin. Like the biggest
Yeah.
moment. So Joel Haney, needless to say, it was a lot of fun, and it was very easy to connect because we already had a very special connection and special love for each other. So
oh,
it was all good.
See, that's what, so do you guys still keep in touch?
Yes.
I know both of you are probably really busy, but...
Yes,
you know.
We are. We are. But every now and then
oh,
we check
cool.
in.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool, because, you know, I mean, everyone wants Miguel back on General Hospital, too, so... You know, that would be really cool if you guys both end up there in for, like, a dream sequence for you. Because I still, the car bombing, I always go back to that with Fader people. We saw her die, but, you know, it's a soap. So anything, you know, it's possible. Don't hate me, but...
Anything is possible in the realm of daytime.
Yeah, exactly. Don't hate me, but I wasn't the biggest Sunny and Lily fan because like Brenda.
Boo.
Yeah, I know. But
boo.
I love Lily. I love Lily. I mean, I was almost not going to admit that to you, but I'm like, go for it. But, you know, you and Vanessa Marcel had that rivalry on screen that, you know, I wanted more cat fights between you two because it would be so interesting. I always thought more cat fights with them. Yeah. How was working with who?
How was working with Vanessa?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, I loved Vanessa. It was funny because we were the best rivals on screen, but we got along beautifully off camera. And it was always a scene I would look forward to because I was a very new actress at the time. I was a baby actress. I was just learning. And she had been working for a long time at that point. So it was a lot of fun for me to go into scenes with her because I knew she would always bring it and it would make me better. So I always looked forward to my scenes with her. Plus, we had great chemistry. So it was always going to be good. Yeah.
And I love those scenes with when you had Luke and Sunny and Lily. And I thought some of those scenes were really good. How was working with the two daytime London? Because I'm sorry, hands down, Monique Bernard, Anthony, Gary of London, and very handsome, too. So how was that?
Yeah, it was, can you imagine for me growing up watching General Hospital to actually have a scene with Luke? That's so crazy. It was so crazy. But he was so much fun. I actually just saw him at the Daytime Emmys, and he won. So
thank God,
I reminded
yes.
him. Yeah, I reminded him of one day. It was very, very funny. Everybody was watching, and what I mean by everybody, I mean the directors and producers up in the booth were watching some basketball game, I believe it was. And he's like, watch, say anything, they're going to come down, and they're going to go, that was great, that was great. And I was like, no. And he's like, Lily, trust me. So we just started talking like gibberish, you know, just like anything. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, the sun's really pretty today. Oh, really? That's a pretty blue dress. Like, silly stuff. And they came down. And they're like, okay, that was great. Do exactly what you did. And we were on the floor laughing so hard. Because this only happens when the game is on, he told me. And that was one of my first scenes with him. And I just loved him immediately. He was so much fun.
That is awesome. What about Mo? I love Mo.
He was another
Mo's my guy.
Yeah, I you and a whole of a lot of women.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was another dream come true for me because I had watched him play Desi Arnaz. And
was
on my knees, like with my face practically on the television. My mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to work with this guy. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm going to work with him. So, yeah, so my not only was General Hospital my biggest dream, but when he was on as Sunny, it was to come on and play opposite of Maurice Bernard on General Hospital. And it totally happened. It totally happened. And we had instant chemistry. Till this day, we're friends. I have the deepest love and respect for that man and his family. And I know that he was one of my greatest contributions in my development as an actor.
Wow. So back then, when you were watching General Hospital, who were your favorite couples, you know, because, I mean, you were watching it, then you got to work on it, which I think is awesome.
Oh, yeah, my favorite couple was Anna Devane and Duke Lavery.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Really? No, I love Duke.
Of course, the most exotic-looking couple of them all. That was my favorite couple. And I love Fenella Hughes. I watched her on the Saturday Night Fever, the second one. I think it was called Staying Alive.
Yep.
And I wanted to be her. Oh, she was the best bitch ever. I wanted to grow up and be Fenella Hughes. She knows it. I've told her. She's one of my idols.
Awesome. I mean, you know, I mean, for me,
and
it was looking
like...
And
is like... Yeah, for most people. But I'm so attracted to the exotic ones. And Andy Cannon,
yeah.
I thought, was the most beautiful man alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to work with Steve Burton there for, you know, a little while, too. Yes. So I say you got to work with, like, the greatest guy in daytime. And
yes, totally.
Before I get my next question, I have a call. He's calling from work, so, you know. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Lily. Hey, Carly. I just want to say,
hi.
Lily, first of all, Lily, when you signed Dan Quo's show about a year or so ago, I was unable to call at that time because I think there was another guest, so I just was able to just hear into what you had to say as opposed to call and ask you some of these questions because of the short amount of time he was on his show at the time. So I'm just happy to be talking to you.
Oh, that's lovely. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and I love the show you and Martha does, because I was telling Martha a few months ago when she was on the show that you need to tone down the language a little bit and not go too Howard Sternish on you guys, but it's okay, it's on the internet, and I'm sure the kids doesn't listen to that much. So as long as you guys don't get too outrageous with the question, it'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. We can get a little out there.
Yeah. I mean, not like Carly, because there have been some times that I wanted to say some choice words, especially last night after Marla won her daytime Emmy over Allison Sweeney, but I just decided to keep it clean and not just ruin any kids that might have been listening to the program last night.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just scolded.
Yeah. That's okay. Keep up the good work with the show, because your daughter's been on there, Martha's daughter's been on there, because I remember, because I think you and Martha are both a team, and you've done pretty good. It's just that maybe one day you guys can do a soap together, because you guys do a TV movie based on what you do currently right now on Thursdays.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
Bobby.
I'm sorry about that. There's some music, but like I was saying.
Did you say that you hoped that me and Martha would do a soap opera together one day? Is that what you said?
Yeah, one day. I'm sorry. I apologize. The music is a little...
Yeah, Martha and I got to work on The Bay together. I don't know if you got to see our scenes, but she's one hell of a slapper. Let me just tell you, she knows how to slap.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind seeing Martha on Dave, and maybe you return back, maybe as Ariana, Gabby's sister, or something like that.
Right.
Because if Martha returns back as Belle, you can return back as Ariana, and I think that would be perfect.
All right. Well, let the writers know.
Yes. But I just wanted to say you have enjoyed. I really enjoyed your show. I just basically just called in just to talk to you about the Thursday show. I enjoy it. It's pretty fun that you and Martha does together, and and I want to say the guest is awesome because I got a chance to see some of the clips of some of the guests that have been on in the past, like Kirsten's been on there, studio, other former workers from Dave and GH has been on there, so just basically everybody. Hello?
Yeah, I didn't get that last part, I'm sorry.
Well, I just thought I enjoyed your show on Thursday. And
thank you.
And I don't care if you can curse. I mean, you can curse all you want, but as long as you don't get too in trouble with the FCC where nudity gets involved.
You got it. You got it. No problem.
Yeah, I mean that's the reason why I don't. That's the reason why I don't haven't seen Howard Stern back on television, pay per view or regular television in a couple of months because of that. But anyways, it's just been a pleasure to talk to you, and I really want to just get back to work now because it's pretty busy, and because you're Hispanic heritage, I wanted to say happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Oh, thank you.
It's also my sister Robin's birthday, so I want to just give a shout out to her and just wish her a happy birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, have a great
Bobby,
day.
Get back to work. I don't want to see you fired.
and Lily, I just wanted to say it would be great to come back to GH if you can get Sarah Brown back. I think you worked with her briefly. I think she did VR Troopers, and she came on as Carly, and Kim back on the show. It's pretty good if GA can bring you all three back at one time.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, well, you have a good day.
You too.
And tell them
bye,
I
Bobby.
Said hello. And tell Martha I said hi.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye, Bobby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I did not want him to get fired.
Yeah. Was Martha on your show, Carly?
What?
Martha was on this show?
No. Martha was on this show a couple of weeks ago. A month ago.
Wonderful.
I loved it. I tried to get both of you on at the same time. And sometimes I would love if, you know, you would talk to Martha and see if we could both get you on together because I love you guys together. I listen to Soapbox all the time. When you left General Hospital with the car bombing, so how would that last scene with the car bombing?
How was
like,
it?
Yes. I mean, how was the shooting of it? Because it looks so complicated but so good at the same time, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a lot of the editing. I mean, if you really want to know the technical aspect of it, it was really me walking into a car, getting in, turning the key, and then all the magic really happens in editing. However, that day, as far as an emotional state, it was very emotional for all of us because we knew that I was leaving. And at that point, Maurice and I were very, very much attached to each other and to our storyline. We were both very emotionally involved in Lily and Sunny, and, you know, she was pregnant, and it was just a very emotional time for all of us. And I think it was one of the greatest deaths on daytime. I think it was one of the most epic deaths on daytime. So I think the writers really did a great job with it. Talk about pulling on the heartstrings. They really achieved that. But, you know, for young actors, and when you're a young actor, you get attached. You get attached to people. You get attached to working with people. And I was growing really quickly at that point as an actress. So that was great for Marie. So we were kind of excited to be working together. And then this happened. So it's just, you know, it was just very emotional.
Oh, well, I thought those scenes were really good. I cried. I'm like, no, she's pregnant and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
They really, really did a good job with that.
I mean, the whole thing, I mean, the aftermath with Sunny and, you know, Luke coming and say, okay, she's gone. you're not going in the fire to try and rescue her. She's gone.
Yeah.
Was, you know, both of them should have got an Emmy that year. You should have got an Emmy just for your dying scene, in my opinion.
Well, there wasn't much to it other than turning a key.
I know, but, you know. So when you left General Hospital, did you go right over to B&B over the couple of years later?
No,
or?
it was immediate.
Okay,
it was immediate.
How was that?
Oh, it was wonderful. I loved Bradley Bell. He was just so kind and so lovely, so charming. I remember vividly meeting with him for the first time. I remember I was wearing a white suit, and we were discussing my character, and I said, you know, could we change her name? And he says, okay, what would you like to call her? And I said, Claudia Cortez, which is actually my cousin's name, and I just think it's such a great name. Claudia Cortez is such a pretty name.
Oh, yeah, that is a really good name.
And he's like, you know what? I like it. Let's do it. So it was great. And I got to work with Lindsay Price, and I got to work with George Alvarez again, who was Detective Garcia in GH, and Windsor Harmon, which, you know, I'm still friends with. So I got to work with Ron Moss, that I'm now working with on The Bay. So
oh,
it was
fun.
Yeah, Devin. I mean, they're just lovely, lovely people.
I love Ron Moss with his band and that song,
yeah,
Baby
great.
Come Back. Yeah.
Yes.
I always
know.
Have that
Baby
in my
come
head.
Back is, yeah, it's
yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
Would you ever want to go back to Bold and the Beautiful?
Well, I mean, I'm an actor, you know. Whatever character is challenging and exciting for me to play, I don't care the medium. I just want to do what I love doing. So with that said, I'm game to go wherever it is that offers me a character that's exciting and challenging and fulfilling for me to play.
Yeah, I mean, when you go on The Bay, I thought The Bay was so terrific. And I've had Zay Harlow has been here on here. I love Zade. Zade is
yeah.
one of my favorite people. And,
yeah.
yeah, and, you know, you are terrific on there. And how did that come about?
First of all, thank you. Secondly, Jade is one of my favorite people, obviously. So I love my Jade. Shout out to Jade. Perfect segue to go into The Bay when I said challenging, fulfilling characters. I love playing Janice. Talk about complicated and layered and challenging. My God. This character has really pushed me to my limits as an actress and discovering new depths. So I am forever indebted and grateful to Gregory J. Martin for he looked for me for a role on one of his films. I ended
oh, cool.
up doing two roles for two different films. Excuse me. And the second film that I did, he took me aside after I shot my scene and he said, you know, I'm thinking of doing this web series. And he told me all about it and he told me about Janice. And I said, I'm in. That's how that came about. And
wow.
You know, when we started doing that, we were really one of the first. Dennis, I think.
Yeah,
was the
you
only
guys
one that
were,
was,
yeah.
Yeah. So being pioneers of this whole new movement, it's been exciting and it's been challenging. We've made several mistakes along the way, as one would when you're entering new territory.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it comes with the experience. And at the same time, leaps and leaps of growth because of it. So I think that we're at a really great place with The Bay. I love my character. I love what I've been able to achieve with my character. And I look forward to what happens with Janice next.
No, well, it's so good. A lot of people, you know, that, you know, their computer died or whatever. The only thing, you know, the only critic thing I get about it, they wish it would come on DVD too, just so, you know, they could follow it all the way through. And, you know, sometimes when you go on there, you know, your computer can act weird. And so people are like, put on DVD, but I don't know if you guys could ever do that.
Yeah, I'm sure that will happen sooner rather than later. So people can look forward to that.
Well, you are going to be August 7th at Zenner Hospital Fan Club Weekend. I dig everything about my guest before they come.
Yes, thank you so much for that shout out. It's my first fan event. It's a breakfast, August 7th, 9 a.m. If you want more information, go to yournumberonefan.com. You'll get all the information there. And I would love to meet some of you in person and over breakfast, catch up on each other.
So will you be bringing any guests along with you? Sometimes people surprise people.
There will be some
people.
Surprise guests, of course.
You want
to
hint?
Absolutely, there'll
no.
be some surprise guests. No. I
might be
moving. Find out. But, you know.
I mean, I wish I could. I went a couple of years ago, and it was so much fun. So it's a really good, you know, and people, it's August 7th from 9 a.m. to noon, and go to Number One Fan. Tickets for Lily, $75 for Lily Fan Club, $80 for non-members. So please go get your airplane ticket today.
Yes. And you'll be happily surprised with some of the guests that I'll have.
Awesome. I love your skincare line. I haven't bought it yet. And all you stuff with
You're
that.
You're missing out.
Yes. How did that come about? Because I think that's really, really good.
Well, I mean, there's two things going on with me right now. But my personal line is the body line. It's a bath and body
line. That's what I meant.
And it's all natural, and it has the highest quality ingredients. It also has the loveliest scents. And I care about because I would end up spending like five times the amount for a product that I wanted because I would have to buy several products just to get the ingredients that I wanted, and then I would have to buy a scent that I liked, and I'd mix it all together in my home. And one day, I just had that light bulb moment, and I was like, well, why don't I just create my own? I mean, I know all the ingredients, I know the scents that I like, and I love doing this. And 2 months later, I had my own line, and it literally happened that way. And I was blessed from day one. Every single person that I needed to help me to get to the next level came at the perfect right time, and I introduced it for the first time at my first year at General Hospital Fan Club Weekend, and then I launched it officially when it was in the Primetime Emmy nominee gift bag.
Awesome. I mean, you know, people go to her website if you wanted. You know, I've been, you know, that's all my next little online shopping day. I love online shopping. Probably more than
I should. So, yeah, you go to sensualbylily.com. And it's not sensual as in sensual. It's sensualbylily.com.
That's a really cool name. I like the name of it. How did Soapbox, I keep wanting to call it sex talk, but no, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry. I hope that didn't offend you. I hope that didn't offend you, but whenever I think of that name, I'm like, no, I'm going to change their name. Have it something hollow, but yeah, I was gonna call this show.
That's actually a good title for our show.
No, I was gonna call this show "Daytime After Dark Sex Talk with Carly," but my mother wouldn't let me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, I love Martha. You guys have this on-screen chemistry on there that is so funny. Like I was talking to her a month ago. Some of your topics are really good. I mean, we have crazy topics on here. But you guys rival me on the... I'm like, crap, now I have to talk about that because that was funny. Or, Maybe I should put that in my. So, I mean, I'm not copying, but I'm like, huh, I never thought of that. But
oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah, I love how you guys talked about the whole football Ray Rice stuff.
Right.
I'm a big football fan. My grandfather got me into it. So it's like, so I followed it along, you know, with everyone else. But I agreed what you guys were saying on there. And I thought it was very educational, but very good. I thought you guys always do a good topics on there. What other topics do you want to cover or have you not covered?
I didn't get that. What did you say?
Are there any topics you guys want to cover on your guide show and they haven't covered? Are there any topics you wish you've gone there, but then you regret going there?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm sorry. I can't say that there's topics that we've wanted to cover that we haven't, because once we want to cover something, we just do it in the moment. We'll do it that week. As far as topics that we've covered that then we later regret, I know once I said, hey, last week what I meant by this was this. I don't remember what it was, though. You see, that's the beauty of a radio show and uncensorship, that you really get to speak your mind. So if there's anything that I feel I may have been misunderstood, I'll deal with it either in the moment or the following week. So there's never really any regret when it comes to this medium.
No, I mean, you just try and have fun with it. And that's what we do here. We try to, you know, have fun with it, but not, you know, and not worry about it.
Right. I mean, that's the point of doing a blog or a radio show. It's to be candid and to be free and to be uncensored. So that's the point.
Yeah, it is. And, yeah, I have gone off on a couple of things before. I will. I mean, that. But sometimes you need to. Sometimes you keep it, you know, inside all day about a soap you watch or a TV show or something. And you get on the air and then you just kind of say, okay, I'm going to say this now. And I love
right.
that. So is there any... is there any other projects you are going to be working on? Any movies? Any?
Oh, well, on that note, excuse me, I'm sick, you guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. Me and the little one are sick right now. Yes, right. I became the spokesperson for the Organic Face Makeup. And that was launched with a billboard in New York Times Square. Actually, it was two billboards in New York Times Square in February during New York Fashion Week, Mercedes-Benz. So that was an epic moment in my life. I had always wanted to, as I'm sure everybody, to be on a billboard. And I thought that I would, you know, one day from a show that I'm on, or something like that. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that I would be on a billboard in a beauty ad at my age for makeup in New York Times Square. So that was a ridiculously exciting moment in my life. Give me 1 second, Carly.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'm so sorry. I'm just coughing up a storm. Okay, so
that's okay.
So that was how my year kind of began, was with the spokesperson deal with the Organic Face. And if anyone knows me, they know how passionate I am about all natural products and the importance of putting good, clean ingredients on your skin. So that's one of the reasons that I created my own line, to have something that smelled beautifully, that was actually healing on the skin, that was of highest quality, and all natural, no chemicals. So when I was introduced to the organic face, was actually at the daytime gifting suite last year.
Ooh.
And I fell in love with it, and I wore it, my makeup that I got at the suite, for the daytime Emmys. And that's when our relationship started, which evolved into me becoming the spokesperson for it. And I could not be happier, more excited, or honored to represent a line of makeup that I love that's actually good for you. So
that is really cool.
And because I want people to try it and experience it, and because I'm such an advocate of all-natural skincare, I'm giving everybody a 20% discount if you go to theorganicface.net. This is the only place you'll get the discount, at theorganicface.net. You use Lily20, L-I-L-L-Y-20, for your 20% discount on everything that you purchased.
Oh, awesome. I will let people know. What was it like for you to be in People Magazine, one of the most beautiful? I thought that was awesome. I know it was years ago, but if it were me, I would probably plaster myself all over my house just for that magazine.
That's hilarious. I don't even remember that, to be honest. I remember being on the most beautiful list on daytime. I remember.
Yeah,
like
it was daytime. Yeah, but it was,
yes.
You did. You got it, People. I remember that. I specifically remember.
You might be right. I just don't remember, but I was always so honored because the most beautiful people I had ever seen in my life were on daytime TV. So, you know, any function, any soap opera function or award show, I'd always be mesmerized by the beauty I was surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
So to be picked in the top 5 or 10, I was like, are you kidding me? That's amazing. So that's how I felt about that. But you asked me about a film, and I do have a film coming out this summer.
Oh, okay.
Called Tongue Tied. Yeah, it's called Tongue Tied, bilingual comedy. I think a bilingual romantic comedy. And I play the sassy sister to Graciela Beltran, which is a very famous Latin singer. So that'll be a lot of fun, and I'll let you guys know.
Ooh, that sounds
the release
fun.
Date, but that's coming out this summer, yeah.
That sounds really, really fun. So both of you do soapbox. Do you guys follow the soaps ever just to see what people are talking about or anything?
Well, of course, yeah. We have to do some research to be kind of in the know, since you are doing a show on soaps.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to
lie
and say that I watch all the soaps because I simply don't have the time to do that.
No, you don't.
But
I mean, I find it hard to watch the full. I mean, I really try and watch the full in case someone calls asking me a question. I'm like, how did you guys feel with the daytime Emmys this year? Because I don't know if you guys got any called a backlash about the Emmys, you know, because it was on pop. But, you know, people wanted it to be on the internet and pop. What did you guys think of that?
I think that we all need to stop complaining and be grateful that we're back on a network.
Exactly.
That's what I think about that, and I don't mean any disrespect to anyone, but this was a huge leap forward from last year, because last year, unfortunately,
exactly.
was pretty much a disaster. This year was the most glamorous daytime Emmys I've experienced since being on General Hospital, which is, what, like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
So, seriously, I think that we should be celebrating that Pop TV picked it up and did such an exceptional job with it. And, you know, what else can I say? I think it's a very, very exciting year for the daytime Emmys.
I was happy, you know. I wasn't happy that General Hospital got it, but that's okay.
You weren't happy that General Hospital did not get it?
Yeah, I mean, because
I think everybody was expecting General Hospital to win. That was
mm-hmm.
quite shocking. Yeah, it was General Hospital
I mean,
here to be. Absolutely.
Yeah, and when that's what I was going to ask you. And I didn't know the question. People kept asking me. So with the daytime Emmys, was it last year they were doing, or do they do the previous year all the time, or do you know that?
I didn't understand that question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, with the daytime Emmys, everyone was complaining because, like, Monique Spinard was in a category and all this, and he did really good work, too. And I was telling everyone, well, it's not from this year, it's from last year. And, you know, that's what everyone gets confused about. You know,
right.
Yeah, they are expecting, you know, everyone's body of work from this year. I'm like, no, everyone, it's from last year. So, you know, I think it's hard to, you know, it's hard. I wish they were seeing the daytime Emmys a little. This fall, you know, new people would get into categories. They could add a couple more categories. What do you guys think of that? Because some of the age groups they have sometimes don't match. I mean, not just how I felt, and I get calls about this. So what did you think?
Well, we're incredibly grateful that they added the new approaches drama
yeah.
category, and that we had the opportunity to be nominated and, Jesus Christ, win. So there's no complaint.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing.
The only thing, you know, that I look forward to is when they separate the categories for best lead actress and actor in the new approaches, which will probably happen next year. You know, this year they had submissions for both men and women for best lead actor or actress on a new approaches series. So that would be my only thing, is looking forward to where they separate them, and it's, you know, 4 to 5 men, 4 to 5 women nominated for it. But I
mm-hmm.
have no complaints. I have nothing but gratitude. And like I said,
yeah.
I thought it was a fantastic.
I thought it was great. I was screaming and screaming when Anthony Geary won. I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
I love how him and Jeannie Francis came out together. That was so
yes.
great.
Yep, and Jeannie Francis is on her way back. And,
yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, so, I mean, which is a really good thing. So, is there anything else you want to promote? Because I like promoting people.
Yeah, I think we pretty much got it. Yeah, I mean, just remember to go to theorganicface.net, put your Lily20, get your 20% off, and get yourself some good makeup that's gorgeous and that's good for you. You know, there's nothing like putting on your makeup and thinking, this is actually good for me. This is actually healing to my skin. This has ingredients that are anti-aging. They're not going to clog my pores. They're not going to cause me skin cancer, you know. I'm not going to get toxic. It's just good for me. There is such a freedom in that. A makeup
mm-hmm.
line that I can give to my daughter when she's old enough to put makeup on and I can feel good about. I love Noreen Diani for creating this line, and that's why I am so honored to be the face of it. So take advantage.
Awesome.
Get your 20% off.
Yeah. How old is your daughter?
My daughter she just turned 10.
Oh, a fun age.
Yes.
You know, I have nieces and nephews. I love it when they are 10. You know, not so much 13, 14, just too old. It won't be fun then.
I know.
Yeah, you probably are not going to look forward to that. But, well, would you talk to Martha about maybe you guys – I would love to do a joint interview to put you guys together.
Definitely. We can definitely do that later this year. And, you know, again, congratulations to the Bay. We won our first Emmy. And just to let you guys know, give you a heads up, we start shooting again at the end of the month, if you can believe that. So next fall, we'll be back with brand new chapters.
Oh, and we have one last phone call. Hey, Corey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. Thanks for being on the show.
Aw, thank you.
I just have to say I love you on the Bay. Janice is my favorite character.
Hell yeah.
And for listeners who don't, and for the listeners that don't watch the Bay, you should really tune in. It's an awesome web series. I think it's good enough to carry its own hour on TV.
I agree. I look forward to that day.
Yeah, it would be great. And I'm excited. I just heard you say that it's going to be coming back. So.
Yes. I'm sure that we all want to know what happened to Janice after that van incident.
Yeah. We're dying to know what happened to Janice.
Yeah, right? That was crazy. Very, very dark stuff. Not the easiest to play. I mean, here's a tidbit. When we were shooting the breakup scene between Janice and Peter and the van scene when Janice gets thrown into the van, the cops came three different times, because that's how much people thought it was domestic violence.
Oh, wow. I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So at the end of that night, we were like, wow, we did our job. I mean, if we were that believable. or I was that loud. I don't know. Either way, the cops came.
Do you have a date when you will be back? Or do you just know the end of the month so we can give people a date for that? Or?
I don't have an actual date for when it will air. I just know we start shooting at the end of this month and all throughout June. And I know that we come back on screen sometime this fall.
Okay. That is really awesome. Corey,
yeah,
do you have any more questions, my little pet?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, Lily, if you could choose anyone on the Bay for Janice to rebound with, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's a good question. Huh. Well, I think it would be really, really interesting and the most high-stakes drama if Peter's brother came back and being there. I think that would just be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. I think there's your juice. There's your drama. He gets out of jail. He comes back into Bay City, and there's a connection.
Wow. That would be really cool.
I don't know if it would be cool, but it would definitely be high drama.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it would be cool either, but it would be definitely add something.
Either that or Lee's not dead and Lee comes back into the picture. That would be probably the juiciest storyline because that's her first love. That's been the only man that Janice has loved until Pete.
Right.
So, I mean, talk about complicating things. He's not dead. The love of her life's not dead. So that would be, you know, that's another option storyline-wise.
Either way would be good.
Yeah, I'm glad it's coming back, and it should be really good, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. I had Tristan Rogers on Friday, who's been on the Bay too. So
yes.
I love Tristan Rogers, and you know. So I mean, I think what I love about the Bay is, you know, the people that we are not seeing on the soaps on daytime right now, we are seeing on the Bay and a couple of other web series. that's what I really love about it, is bringing back some of the people that we are missing.
Exactly.
On the screen every day.
Yeah, that's what, you know, web series really get to offer that to the viewers. Some of their ex-favorite stars that aren't necessarily on screen on TV right now, you could see them on web series.
Well, and it offers the alternative to the four remaining soaps that, you know, some of them quite frankly aren't quite that good. So that
right.
the web series offers the alternative.
Well, it's an edgier spin also. So I think that the fans are really appreciating that as well.
Well, yeah. We hope we can get both you and Lily, I mean you and Martha, on here sometime in the next year. We would love to interview both of you because we love hearing your show every week.
Oh, thank you so much. That would be great.
And Lily, you go rest. You go take a nice long nap.
Thank you.
And have a great day. And thank you for
too.
Doing this.
Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone, that was Lily. Miglo. I said the last name. Sorry. Thank you, Corey, for calling in and being Corey for me. If anyone didn't get through, I think Blog Talk is having trouble. So, Corey, what time does Zenner Hospital come on for you?
It's on right now. I have it on mute. It's almost over.
Is today good?
I have it on mute, so I don't know. I can't hear anything because I was trying to call in and the Blog Talk has a busy signal up. But I'm taping it as well, so I'll watch it later.
Text me and let me know what you think of it. And we are all back on Friday. On a normal show, so call back on Friday. You're going to be here, right, Corey? You don't have any plans Friday?
No, I'll be on Friday.
Okay, well, have a good day, everyone, and go relax and go watch the Nurses Ball, and let's talk about that on Friday. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.